Mayor de Blasio says the NYPD will never turn people over to federal immigration authorities for so-called quality of life offenses. But as WNYC's Bridget Bergen reports, some advocates say the risks remain.
The mayor made the point on the Brian Lehrer show, using examples like littering or being in a park after hours. Not arrest-worthy offenses, he said.
Those are the kinds of things that would be ludicrous to deport someone over.
But legal advocates say low-level offenses can result in arrests under broken windows policing. Tino Luongo with the Legal Aid Society says then, when someone is fingerprinted, the database is shared with the federal government, setting off alarm bells for ICE.
We have people every single day in the immigration court that we represent for those exact things that are actually in deportation proceedings. So it's not exactly true that people don't get deported, and it's certainly not true that people are not getting detained for it.
Luongo says it's more proof that broken windows policing should be abandoned. For WNYC, I'm Bridget Bergen.